Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Introversion Podcast. I probably should have recorded this episode before the last episode, but I just went ahead and dove in with the first video solo episode yet. And not only was that a different episode of sorts because it was video, but I also read from a teleprompter for the first time ever. And it was video, first video on Spotify for Introversion, teleprompter, solo video with the Sony A7C, my new camera. So there was a lot. There was a lot new there. And I had also disappeared for a month before recording that episode. I might have gone the entire month of June without posting one episode, because I think I posted one episode at the end of May, and then not till July, I think, when I just posted that Good Lies episode. So anyway, I just kind of dove in and did that episode because it was on my mind at the moment. There's been a lot on my mind, and I'm kind of glad to be recording this episode now. The podcast and the Introversion Project has always been an experiment, let's be honest. And this episode in itself is an experiment. The last episode was an experiment. And it's just an experiment on top of an experiment on top of an experiment. And the whole process is an experiment. And one of my sayings that I made a graphic about for a design calendar a while ago, that's sort of a mantra of mine, it would be interesting to kind of do an episode maybe on like sort of top five mantras that I live by or something like that. Because this one has stuck with me for a while, and it's basically life is an experiment. Test your hypotheses. So it just rings true in every aspect of my life. Like I feel like almost as a solution to not being stagnant in your life, like you need to kind of always be challenging yourself, trying new things, leveling up, or at least trying to level up, you know? Like even as good and interesting of a life as I had in New York City when I lived there up until, let's see, 2002 to 2016. Toward the end, the last year or so, like 2015, 2016, I really just felt like I was plateauing. And, you know, I felt like life was comfortable, but I wasn't really trying new things. And that can be a problem. I think it's okay for a little bit. It's okay to get comfortable with life and, you know, there's nothing inherently wrong with it, but you have to call into question your priorities and your motives in life. Like, what is it you really want to do with your time on this planet? And I think I just kind of felt like I need to see life from a different angle. Like I had done the New York thing, so it's time to move on. So fast forward, you know, I lost hearing in my right ear at the end of 2016, which my next episode might actually be where I talk about my hearing loss, my sudden sensorineural hearing loss, SSHL, that I experienced in 2016, in July of 2016. In fact, I believe it was July 25th. So it's literally exactly 6 years ago as of tomorrow. So we'll see how quickly I can get this episode out, but I might follow it up very quickly with this episode on hearing loss right after that. I'll have to see how time permits. It might be a little bit late, but I think it's a good moment to reflect on my hearing loss and what it has done to me, or how it's affected me, and sort of 2016 was a bad year. 2020 was a bad year. But 2016 was losing my hearing in my right ear and having to deal with that catastrophe. And also our dog Brownie died, our German Shepherd. So that was really rough. And I left New York at that time. So it was just a lot to deal with all at once. And I think 2017 was just a year of recovery for me that kind of sucked. Like my 2017 was pretty lame. 2018, I kind of got back on the horse. I was at my parents' house in Virginia, 2017, 2018. But I got back on the horse and I was like checking out apartments and things with my sister in Baltimore area. I wasn't a big fan. And she suggested Philly. And I was like, yeah, okay, I'll go check out Philly. And I came up here to Philly, checked it out, walked around the town. I was like, it's a very walkable city. I described it as kind of New York City's little brother. So I thought, yeah, let me look into this, because I really don't know what else right now. So of the options on the table, Philly just seemed like it had a lot of pluses for it. It was very cheaper cost of living than New York City, international airport right there. Architecture was cool. I liked some of the neighborhoods, Northern Liberties, Fishtown, and access to New York. It's really quick and easy to get up to New York from here, and also down to DC and my family in Maryland, stuff like that. So it just kind of made sense on a lot of levels. It's crazy that I'm getting into this much detail right now, because I actually jotted down a few things I wanted to chat about in this episode. And, you know, now that we're doing video as well, I mean, even this is an experiment. I don't know if I'm going to keep doing video for these solo episodes. Like, the last one was a scripted episode. You know, maybe I do video for those every once in a while. Now this one is a video episode where I'm just nothing scripted. It's just completely, you know, off the cuff, and just go with the flow. So I'm going to see how this feels, both me recording it and how I like the finished product, which is leading up to another point that I want to talk about. One of my points is about introversion and where I want to take this project, but also what it means to me and what it means to you, my audience, and if it means anything to my audience at all. And this is something that I'm questioning. But we'll get to that. We'll get to that. So, but anyway, let me wrap up. I think my bigger point was life is an experiment, test your hypotheses, and how I was plateauing in New York. I decided to leave, and I left and figured out a new path, and now I'm in Philly. And the thing is, obviously, I moved to Philly in 2019, and then the pandemic hit, and I was pretty much just like on lockdown for 2020. Literally, the National Guard was right down the street from here, and the BLM riots, and everybody wearing masks, and people afraid of COVID, and it's been the same spiel. I mean, people are still afraid of it or whatever. But yeah, so I'm a big Stranger Things fan, as I wonder if a lot of you all are too. And, you know, they talk about the Upside Down and Stranger Things, and sort of this topic heading that I'm heading into here with this episode is, as opposed to the Upside Down, I feel more like I'm in the in-between. And I mean a lot when I say that. Basically, like, I'm in between. I feel like I'm getting a lot done these days, and I'm, on the one hand, positively, I'm focused on getting a lot done, and also refining what I'm doing. This week, I've been saying this for a while now, not necessarily on this podcast, but just in general to people and whatnot. But I finished my new reel, my motion graphics reel, like, I don't know, a few months ago, back in probably March or April. And I still never posted it on YouTube. And I think this is the week. I think this is the week I'm going to post it. And part of the reason why I haven't posted it there is I didn't want it to feel out of place on my Jay Caslow YouTube channel. And because I am changing direction for the Jay Caslow YouTube channel, it was kind of a hodgepodge of just like creative pop culture videos and mashups and things I was making and fun stuff. And it gained a little bit of traction back when I started it, I guess around 2018, 2019, but it wasn't really growing as rapidly or as aggressively as I would have hoped. And I, you know, it's always kind of the struggle with me, like with branding and sort of what I'm going to do with it. But I felt like just having my name on it wasn't enough of a lure or a grab. Like, I felt like the brand needed to be something, like, if I'm going to do edgy, funny, cool videos, it needed to be something titled and branded specifically that. So that's what Edible Shorts is now. So you've heard me mention Edible Shorts before, and that's still a little bit on the back burner, but I kind of want to get my Jay Caslow brand going before that, because it's a little more responsible. because what I want to do with the Jay Caslow brand is it's going to be my portfolio site, which is caslow.tv. So it's actually live already. You can go check it out. Whenever I get around to posting this, you can go check it out. And my new reel will be on there, and my new reel will also be on my Jay Caslow YouTube channel. And Caslow.tv is just my straight up portfolio site. Like, that's just to get client work and to present myself in that way. And, you know, if you need logos designed, animations, videos edited, all of those things, like, I'm your guy. That's what, you know, just to showcase my body of work and to do more work, to make more money, make a living. So, that aside, the Jay Caslow brand, my time has been split a little bit between setting that up, although that's in good shape, ready to go. And my time has been split between Confucianity, which is kind of, for those of you who don't know, Confucianity is my brand that's all about sort of leaving Christianity, which I did about 10 plus years ago. I post a lot of memes. I post little thoughtful videos on the Confucianity YouTube channel. You should also go check that out if you're interested in religion or... I used to do a podcast with that, the Confucianity. That was actually my first podcast. But I did one season of 10 episodes, and I basically just interviewed friends and people I met about their religious experiences or lack thereof, whatnot. So a lot of them were ex-Christians, although I did interview my friend Brian, who is still a Christian, and that was an interesting chat because he talked about how he entered into Christianity, and I talked about how I left Christianity at the same time. So, but anyway, yeah. So I've been juggling Confucianity, and I've been juggling my Jay Caslow brand, and I'm probably going to be juggling that more because I guess I didn't finish that thought, but about Jay Caslow, I want to start doing tutorials. So all of the things I learned, especially in the last couple of years, just spending time at home alone, like building a great workspace and, you know, doing design, getting better at Illustrator, getting better with WordPress, Elementor, doing client work, Photoshop stuff, After Effects, video editing, even camera tips. Like I have the Sony A7C now. I can do videos on my experience with that. So a little bit of photography and videography. So I think that's going to be the Jay Caslow brand moving forward. And it makes sense. So basically, I'm going to have Jay Caslow, which is going to be responsible, you know, non-offensive, no politics, none of that stuff, none of the Rona, China virus, any of that stuff. So, so hopefully that'll be pretty safe and sure and steady. And so that is literally right around the corner. And then Confucianity is just kind of chugging along, doing what it's doing, and it's growing, and, you know, it's fine. And then there's Introversion here, and then there's Edible Shorts, which is a little bit down the horizon. So, and actually this last several weeks, part of the reason why I haven't been podcasting and paying much attention to Introversion is I've started a new podcast, which I alluded to at some point, I think. I can't remember if I mentioned it. I don't think I mentioned it in the, Good Lies episode, but I have started a new podcast. Now that I think about it, I haven't really been mentioning it anywhere. Tommy tagged me on Facebook a couple times, so some friends, if they see it on my Facebook profile, would have seen it. But so yeah, I've started this new podcast, this new show with my buddy Tommy Danger, who, if you all have been listening to the Introversion podcast, you should be familiar with by now. Tommy he's my boy, and we just love talking with each other, you know, like he has his own take on things. I have mine. We both speak freely with each other, and it's just a good vibe. And so we started this new show called FMAO, which stands for Mature Audiences Only. So it took us a little while to get there to the name. And I know Tommy didn't want to spend too much time on it, but I was actually really happy with it, that name. Like I'm kind of a stickler with names. Like, I feel like I'm pretty good with coming up with names for all my brands. I mean, obviously I got introversion.com back in the day. That was an early grab, but also Popkatsu for all my pop culture stuff, Confucianity for all my religion stuff. Edible Shorts is going to be for all of my sort of funky short videos. And FMAO. So FMAO. So I guess this is sort of an official announcement in terms to my introversion audience. I definitely encourage you to go check out FMAO. And I will leave links in the description for, because I'm posting this on YouTube for introversion, I'll leave links in the description to go over to the FMAO YouTube channel. Please do go over there. We've already posted a few videos and we just haven't told anybody about it yet, really. I mean, we have like a couple of friends here and there who we've mentioned it to. We're also just getting the Instagram going, the Twitter going. So probably within this week and the next week, I think now that we have some content on the YouTube page, we're going to start posting short clips on Instagram, Reels, and TikTok. We might do TikTok as well, and YouTube Shorts and stuff. So we really just want to bring it to life, you know? And it's weird because on the one hand, as I spend more time with FMAO, which I've spent a lot of time with FMAO, just getting it off the ground and running the last few weeks, it's also meant that I've spent less time with this project, with Introversion. And if you go back and listen to my Reach Peaks episode from earlier this year, I came up with this plan. I'm not going to repeat it all now, but just if you're curious, I came up with this system of sort of who I am, what I'm all about, and it's basically a 10-term acronym that spells out Reach Peaks. And the thing about it is, you know, to me, it was a way of balancing what are my needs, what are my wants out of life, and scoring myself on a day-to-day basis. So yeah, there's connection, there's expression, things like that, ambition, knowledge, perspective. So a lot of these things are themes with the Introversion podcast, but I feel like I haven't really been able to be artistic enough really on this podcast. Because literally it's just like I hit record and I start talking. And it's more therapeutic for me. It's very cathartic to express a lot of these things, especially since I've been so isolated since moving to Philly and the pandemic and all this stuff. So it just helps for me to just hit record. And it's even been easier because it's just audio typically for the last 2 years. So I just hit record, start talking. Now I'm doing video. It's a little bit of an upgrade. I have to pay a little bit more attention. Can't be sitting around in your total pajamas and whatever recording. So you just have to pay a little bit more attention and has to have a little bit more to it. But that's fine in the interest of making Introversion better. I always want to make Introversion better. I always want to make all my projects better. So, but yeah, the thing is like, so FMAO is a new podcast and show, and Introversion has been, you know, moving along for the last 2 years. And there's a few reasons for why FMAO was born. One is, you know, Tommy and I get along really well and we both like podcasting and we're like, dude, like he's been on my show like 4 or 5 times. I've been on his like 2 or 3 times already. And we always go for like 4 hours and it's easy. We could keep talking for 6, 7, 8 hours. And so we had this idea, basically we're just kind of both landed at the same place of like, dude, let's make a show together. And this is kind of where I want to talk. This episode isn't all about FMAO. I don't know if I'm going to do a dedicated episode about FMAO here on the Introversion podcast. I might just kind of keep casually mentioning it for the next couple of weeks, just because I'd love for you guys to go over there and check it out. So it's not that FMAO is the future for this in my podcasting ways. It's not. It's just, I want Introversion to distinctly be what it's going to be. And I want FMAO to be very distinctly what it is going to be. Like, there will be some overlap, of course, here and there. But FMAO, obviously with the name, you can kind of tell it's a little bit like, a little more risque, of course. Like, you know, usually when Tommy comes on the Introversion podcast, we usually get a little risque and, you know, it gets a little racy, a little spicier than normal with my regular guests or my solo episodes. So yeah, FMAO is going to be edgy, controversial, more funny, but you know, we're going to push a lot of people's buttons. We're going to definitely be walking a fine line between getting canceled and like really being attention grabbing enough to really hopefully build like a really enthusiastic audience over there. So again, I encourage you to go check it out. If you've liked this podcast, I think what you're going to find is FMAO is kind of be kind of like the devil on my shoulder, and introversion is a little bit like the angel, you know? So it's going to be a little bit like, or another way you could put it is FMAO is probably going to be a little bit, it's going to be more NC-17, let's be honest. And introversion in a way is going to become more PG. So not that introversion is going to be necessarily like super clean and I'm never going to cuss and it's going to be like kid friendly or anything like, not like that, but it's more so, I think the direction for introversion is almost like I'm taking it back to its roots of when I first started the project back in early 2000. And this is where I'm struggling internally with the balance of, because when I started introversion in 2001, basically, you know, I was living in San Francisco, didn't really have friends, didn't really have a social life there, didn't have a dating life. So I was very isolated, and even though work was starting to go well and I was starting to build a life in San Francisco, it was just very, I don't know. It was just kind of like I needed to somehow connect with people, to find people out there in the community in San Francisco. And it was tough because it was super liberal over there, obviously, in San Francisco. And I just graduated from college. I was like 21, 22, something like that. And I was super conservative and Christian back then. So it was really hard for me to, so I had to try something. I had to try something. So I think when I launched introversion, it was sort of a twofold. Well, actually there was even more aspects to it because I also wanted to get better with Flash and build my skills. And I wanted to challenge myself to create a sort of a daily design, animation, photography, interactive Flash video piece, whatever you want to call it, daily, like every day. So I succeeded on every front in a way, because the other thing is I felt like without the seasons in San Francisco, I felt like life was just flying by. So I wanted to sort of capture what is going on with my life. Like, what am I actually even doing every day? What am I thinking? What am I feeling? Where's the time going month after month? So I did introversion when I first launched it for myself, so I could document my life, like even just for myself, sort of like a diary. And I did it to sort of reach out to the world beyond just trying to find people, activity partners, or dating on Craigslist or something. Remember, this was like 2001, so this was like before all the dating apps now and everything. So I wanted to connect with other people out there, but I also wanted to just document my life and do it for me. And I wanted to hone my skills back then, my design skills, by doing something every day in Flash. So as I recall, those were like the three main things. So it was like simultaneously, it wasn't one or the other as my primary objectives. All three of them were very equally important. And it went well. It went well on every front. If anything, yeah, it wasn't so much that people latched onto it locally in San Francisco, where I got friends through it, but it was actually more of a global audience that I had. Like, people actually became fans of introversion and what I was doing there, I guess because I was one of the only people doing that kind of thing at the time. I think at the time it was more like Live Journal and Blogspot, Blogger, things like that. Like, people were writing to do blogs, but this was before Facebook, before YouTube, even before all these things. Like, vlogging wasn't even a thing. And not that I was doing all video, so it wasn't technically me vlogging all the time, but I would mix in some video and photo and all that stuff. So I was doing something unique back then, and it gained some notoriety around the world, and I had fans, and it was great. It was a great feeling. I spoke at Webzine 2000, and there were some great opportunities that came from it. So, you know, the reason why I look back at it so fondly during that time is it was just checking the boxes. It was like, it was great for me. It was therapeutic. I could express myself. I could document my life. That was a huge plus, that alone. But then also, the audience out there in the world, like, it was resonating with people. Like, I had an audience, and people bookmarked the site. People would come back regularly. People were leaving comments. Like, there was no like button or things like that. There was no, like, share button. But it just spread organically, like back in the good old days. And not that I want this to just be another introversion trip down memory lane episode, so I'll wrap it up there. But I just want to say, like, those same elements are present in my mind. And I think with the podcast, I apologize a little bit because I've probably been talking too much this year in 2022 about the introversion podcast. So, and the future of introversion. So it becomes a little meta, but it's also kind of a little bit weird. And I kind of get how, if you're not really vested in the introversion project, if you don't really give a shit about who I am as a person, then you're probably looking at this like, yeah, fuck you. And, you know, whatever. People are nasty out there and people leave harsh comments and it sucks, all the trolls, but yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, I think that's why with my other projects, they're very specific in terms of what they deliver. Like my Confucianity audience, I know them well and I give them exactly what they want. So people keep coming back for more and I just keep giving them that, like memes that make fun of Christianity and religion or whatever. Although I get tired of it. You know, I'd prefer to have a little bit more thoughtful discussions about things spiritually and pointing out the foibles of religion, not just poking fun and making jokes. But, you know, it is what it is. But people go there, they know it's, they get specifically what it is that they want, and I keep giving it to them, so they keep coming back and they're happy. But with this introversion project, since I restarted this basically in 2020 during the pandemic, the podcast was a new thing for this. Other than the Confucianity, my intro to podcasting, this was basically my first meaty, like, real podcast. And I've poured myself into it a lot, you know. And I just this morning I couldn't sleep and I was listening to an old episode called Rabid Anti-Dentite.
Yeah, and you're an anti-dentite.
Rabid Anti-Dentite. That was the episode. The Seinfeld reference, of course, you know. So I was listening to it and I was just like listening to myself from 2020, from 2 years ago. And I was just kind of like, I enjoyed it. I genuinely enjoyed it, like what I was saying. And I don't know if it really speaks to anybody else, but it was where I was in that moment. And this goes back to sort of what I was saying about the creation of the Introversion Project in 2001, is doing something for myself while hoping other people like it, while hoping it resonates with people. But at the same time, what if it doesn't resonate with people? Which is kind of more so where I'm at now, because I feel like, yes, I brought introversion back. I've been busy with work and other things and now starting FMAO. And so I haven't been doing the daily sort of video animation drawing entries that were more reminiscent of the original Introversion Project. So maybe some of the true introversion fans who've come here have been a little disappointed. I don't know. Maybe. I do wish there was more back and forth with me and my audience or the people who like the Introversion Project. Unfortunately, there's not. And this kind of leads in a little bit to social media and my, you know, my disgruntlement with it, as always. I've done a few episodes. Actually, the episode I did anti-social media, I think it was last year in 2021, I did that episode. And that's actually one of the more viewed episodes that I've done. So, you know, those themes are always present as I podcast last year and this year and 2020 as well. And back to what I was saying earlier, though, about, like, I feel like I'm in the in-between as opposed to the upside down. I'm in the in-between because, like, Philly, for example, like, I'm giving Philly a new chance. You know, City Fitness finally dropped their vaccine mandate, so I'm back in the gym. And, you know, it's only been 2 weeks now since I've been back in the gym, but I'm just like, I'm loving it. Absolutely loving it. Not, it's actually a temporary gym because they're changing locations. So it's not even like the greatest gym in the world. But the point is, it's like, I finally have access to a gym right down the street and I don't have to wear a mask. And it's just like, just go, you know, just like, you know what you need to do, just go and do it. So I've been doing deadlifts and just weights. And even though I'm getting over some of my dizziness from the vertigo that I don't actually know that I've ever mentioned it on the podcast, but that was also part of the reason why I was gone in June, is I was dealing with vertigo. And so, yeah, there's just so many things that I'm not even mentioning here today, like some family issues and other things going on and health issues. So there's been a lot going on, which is why I haven't really podcasted that much in June. And I'm back now for the moment. And obviously there's a lot I'm trying to cram into this episode. This is kind of mostly like a logistical episode, I guess, because I'm experimenting here with the camera, talking without a script. Like, how is this going to feel for me doing this with video for the first time without a script? And also to see like how it's well received, you know. There's a YouTuber who I like. He goes by Human. And if you don't know about him, especially if you're a guy, especially if you're a MGTOW guy, I highly recommend his channel. But if you're a MGTOW guy and you're using YouTube, you probably already know about him. But I really like, he's Australian. He's a little older than me. He's probably about 50 or so, 50 plus. But I love his style of his videos. And when I look at the trajectory of his channel, he started out by doing voice only. Granted, he would do a little bit more animation of the type, I think, and kind of they were a little more put together, but they were shorter too. Like my episodes are like 1 hour, 2 hours. So it's hard to put that level of attention to detail into a 2 hour thing versus what he was doing, where it was more like, you know, 7 minute essay, you know, like a animated essay with type or something like that. So, but the reason why I bring that up is he started out not showing his face and he would only narrate it. So very similar to what I've been doing with the podcast. And then he made a decision. It's like, he's going to start showing his face. And I think when he started to do that, he said his channel started to really take off, and for a number of reasons. I think he started to take it more seriously, but also when you see the person behind the voice, like, there's more opportunity for connection, you know, like, I'm sure a lot of people who are seeing me for the first time, maybe in the last episode or maybe this one, are probably like, oh, wow, that's what he looks like. Some people might not even know that I'm like a brown guy, you know, unless they heard me say it before in the podcast. But, you know, so it's just a different feeling. It's a different experience to see a person talking versus just listening to them. So I'm feeling this out, like I said, in terms of how I'm feeling, but also how it's received by the audience and the production value. I'm excited to take introversion to another level, but at the same time, I'm also excited to take FMAO to another level. And the video format with Tommy and me, we've worked out a lot of the kinks for a couple of weeks, and we were using a service called Riverside, which as of right now, I do not recommend. They had a lot of promise, but part of the reason why we didn't have episodes going sooner is because we kept having problems with the video and the audio syncing and all that stuff. So eventually we're just like, fuck it. Let's just record video on our own. And luckily Tommy got a Sony camera. He got the ZV-E10 and I have the A7C. So now we're shooting high quality video and we have our separate audio interfaces recording audio. And then I'm just bringing all them in as separate tracks. I can adjust. And so I think finally we've landed, and we're just using Zoom to be able to chat with each other. So I'm going to have to figure that out as well if I want to start having video guests on the Introversion podcast, which I do want to do. I just have to figure it out, like, technically, you know, I guess it's going to come down to whether my guests have a proper audio and video setup on their end that they could send me individual tracks or whatever. But anyway, I don't want to get all too technical, but I'm going to have to figure these things out. But me showing myself and doing video episodes solo on Introversion. Right now, of course, like I mentioned, this is an experiment, but I'm going to have to feel out how well it's received and whether I really want to continue doing this. I already know I'm all in on doing video with FMAO with Tommy, and I'm loving that. Like, he and I think I have high hopes for FMAO. And again, like, I can't pitch it enough. Like, go check it out. I will have a link in the description for the YouTube video here. And you can actually go to fmaoshow.com, Rich, right now I have it set up to take you to our Anchor page, and from Anchor there are links there where you can that doesn't actually bring you to the, there's no YouTube page link I think on there, but it'll at least take you to Apple iTunes or Apple Podcasts and Spotify and all that stuff. So, you know, of the audio podcast platforms, though, for FMAO, I highly recommend going with Spotify because that's where you can actually watch the show, just like Joe Rogan on Spotify with video there. So currently, I think out of all Apple and all the other podcast platforms, Spotify is the only one that supports video. So anyway, back to introversion, not FMAO. So this is what I mean, though, where I'm, this is the in-between for me. Right? Like, I am excited about all these projects. I'm excited about getting my Jay Caslow, like, tutorials, design, lifestyle brand going. I'm excited about FMAO. I have a, I don't want to say I'm excited about life in Philly again, but I do feel like I'm giving it another shot now, at least for the time being. And it could just be, you know, because I don't want to go explore Nashville and Florida in the dead of summer right now with like super high heat. So it could just be right now I'm just focusing on getting my projects going and also getting back in shape by being living in the gym. So that is pretty much maybe the rest of my July and August is just continuing to check things off the list and move forward with my plans and, you know, podcasting and projects and my work stuff. So, yeah, so I feel like I'm neither here nor there. You know, I'm a little bit in limbo, let's be honest. I'm a little bit in limbo, which is always unsettling, you know, when you're in a state of limbo because... But it's not that bad. It's not that bad because I don't want to say I feel like a lack of security and comfort because, no, I'm secure here. I have a great workspace, great apartment. I'm in a good neighborhood in Philly. You know, things are fine. Things are fine. They're not great here in Philly, but I have what I need. I'm back to gym and groceries. You know, I've got the gym now finally again. But the gym is a big thing. The big gym is a big thing for me because I feel like I really want to transform my body and it's been really hard to do so without a gym. So, you know, hopefully in the coming weeks and months, I'm just going to continue to really transform my body. Already in the last couple of weeks, just since starting, I'm seeing some improvement. So, yeah. So I want to wrap this up. I will just say I've been watching a lot of Terrence House lately, and that was going to be one of the things that I talk about, but I'm not going to talk about that now because I want to keep this reasonably short. So to wrap up things with introversion, though, and social media, my plan or my vision in my mind right now is kind of like I feel done with Facebook. I think Facebook was kind of my go-to thing for just like staying in touch with people and feeling like some kind of human connection. And I post something and then my friends or family respond to it. And then I feel like, oh, good. Like somebody's listening to me and like I can have a conversation with them back and forth about whatever show we're watching or whatever. And it's just pleasant and nice. And obviously all of this got derailed with the 2020 election and the pandemic. And it just ended up being a bunch of arguments and political fighting with people and I'm unfriending people and they're unfriending me. And I feel like I've gotten really peaceful now on Facebook where even though there are things that prove that I was right about so much, I'm not even bothering to post those things anymore because I just feel so exhausted. You know, I just feel like, what's the point anyways? You know, it's not like if I post this stuff, people, the same people aren't going to come to me and apologize and be like, oh, I'm sorry. Sorry for giving you a hard time about not getting the jab or whatever. I guess you didn't really need it. I guess you were right about a lot of things, but I know that won't happen. I know that won't happen. So, you know, and I do have that t-shirt on introversion. If you go to introversion.com/shop, changing hearts and minds since never, that sums it up pretty well for me. But yeah, again, pairing FMAO with introversion, I think FMAO, again, not like Tommy and me really want to convince anybody of anything. I don't think we're going to convince anybody of anything. That's not on the docket at all. But I think it's just a place for us to explore freedomism, as we like to put it, where we're just going to share our thoughts just brazenly and honestly about society every week and politics and whatever shit's going down. Like, it might be a little bit gossipy. It might be celebrity stuff. It might be news stuff. It might just be stuff in our lives personally. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be great. And it's just going to be bold and blunt, and it's going to offend some people, though. So if you're easily offended, the FMAO is not going to be for you. But if you've managed to enjoy introversion for the last couple of years, this podcast, you'll like FMAO. You know, if you've heard our episodes before where Tommy was on introversion and you liked it, you're going to love FMAO. If you heard when Tommy was on this podcast and you didn't like it, okay, then maybe FMAO is not for you. But at the same time, if you're still sticking around and you're listening to this, you might actually end up liking introversion more with where I'm taking it, because kind of like I did in the last episode that was scripted, the Good Lies episode, I think it's going to just be a little bit more philosophical. It's going to be a little bit more reflective. You know, I think it's going to be more about my thoughts and my life and me feeling things out, figuring things out socially, romantically, you know, maybe physically as well. I don't know that I'm going to be posting like workout, whatever. There's another Indian guy who I recently got into on YouTube. I've been subscribed to him for a while. He goes by Captain Sinbad. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him at all, but his stuff has really been resonating with me the last month or two. Like, I went back and listened to some of his podcasts and videos from the last several months, and it's really been resonating with me. So, and his channel has been a little bit about entrepreneurialism and creativity and cinematography and just like making it, but also like being a guy and a single guy and navigating all this stuff. So I like it. I like it. I like it more now with where he's taking it than where he had it before. And it's also giving me sort of food for thought for where I want to take this thing as well. He does some episodes with his buddy on a podcast. But that's it. Like, they don't really have guests, really. And introversion, obviously, I've done a lot of interviews with a lot of guests, and I've enjoyed that. And moving forward, I still want to have a lot of guests on the show. Even though introversion is about my life, I still have other people that are part of my life. And also, there's new people that I always want to reach out and connect with to talk about life, you know, to talk about struggles, to talk about successes, to talk about, you know, I want to, at the end of the day, I want to have my shit in order. Like, I want to have all facets of my life, like, firing on all cylinders and success. And, you know, I want to be financially well off and physically fit and having fun, enjoying life, but also working hard to achieve, like, what I really want to achieve in life and all these things. I want to balance it. And I want to hear other people's stories as well. Like, I might have mentioned before about having Christina Weber back on the show, and also my friend Holly Danger I want to have on. And I think now that I've finally I'm getting my portfolio site and my new reel out this week, I think it's going to be a good time for me to reach back out to her, because she's another motion graphic artist, and she left the 9-to-5 to pursue her dreams, basically have her own creative space and studio and all that. So I would love to talk with her about all that. And these are the kind of things that I want to talk about on the Introversion podcast. I don't think it's going to be as edgy anymore. I'm not really going to be like super political. And this is the other thing. I mentioned this in the newest episode that I did with Tommy on the FMAO show. It's like, I'm burnt out with the politics stuff, you know, like, to be honest, like, I've never been a political person my whole life, you know, and I feel like I just kind of fell into it because of 2020, because of the fact that politics was actually dictating the terms of my life in a way that it never did before. So that's kind of why I got into it more than I would have liked since 2020, you know. But moving forward with the burnout that I'm feeling, I don't really, I think any political talk I do is going to be over there on FMAO. It's not going to be here. So in general, I think I want to keep introversion positive and social, you know, with the interviews that I do. I want to share my stories and experiences, but also I want to like showcase other friends and strangers that I haven't met yet, like, but people who are interesting and doing interesting things. I want to have them on the show, on the podcast. So, yeah, I think I'm going to wrap it up with that. I could actually ramble on a little bit more about introversion. I guess the last thing that I will say along these lines, because I feel like I need to say this, is I have to figure out the balance of, because you know how I mentioned just now that I'm kind of done with Facebook. I feel like my theory is, my idea is that introversion.com can actually replace Facebook for me. And in a sense, replace social media across the board, period, for me. And the dynamic of it is, I mean, why do we use social media? We use Facebook and Twitter and whatever is because we have something to say. Like we post something and then we want people to see it, you know? Why would you tweet something if you didn't have some hope, some iota, even if you're not a content creator and a influencer and whatever? Like, I guess some people just post on Twitter, like, here's my lunch. And they don't really give a shit, like, if anybody sees it or any reactions. I don't know. But I feel like people post stuff on Facebook and Twitter and social media because they want people to see it. And I really feel as though I've reached the point with Facebook where I post something and it's the same three or four people who ever click like or respond to it. And I remember, if that's the case, like, these are the same people who I text with every day. So I may as well, if I have a meme or something funny or something cool, I may as well just text it to them. Like, why am I even bothering to post it on Facebook, right? But I do like this idea. Like, I am sort of a digital scrapbooker of sorts. Like, I, with introversion back in the day, like, there is something to me that I just love documenting things. I love documenting life. You know, whether other people appreciate it or not, I don't know. But I just kind of love to see, to look back and to be like, oh, yeah, I remember when I did that. Man, that was good times. Or, man, I remember how I struggled so much with this one thing then and there. You know, but I kind of just like to look back and see how my life is piecing together, you know. And I'm just feeling like Facebook and Twitter and all of that is it's not the way. It's not the way. So I understand that if I'm posting things on introversion.com, and it's not necessarily all going to be original content that I make, but it's like when I come across, it's like I just watched a video earlier today on George Orwell. And it was kind of just like the truth about George Orwell, how he was influenced and what he went through, like living in Spain and all these things. And I was like, wow, this is fascinating. But what is the current course of action now? I either just watch a video and I'm like, wow, that was really interesting. And that's it. End of story. Or I post it on Facebook and my friend JR likes it. Or I could just text it to JR or Brian. Or I post it on Facebook and nobody even likes it. So I'm like, why am I even posting on Facebook? So it's almost like a form of bookmarking at this point. Like I can refer back to, if I can't remember some video or something, like I can know there's one place where I always post everything that is interesting or insightful or whatever to me, and it will be introversion.com. So this is sort of my vision right now for introversion. Is I do have to kind of tinker with some things in the back end, and you know, I need to speed up the site. I need to make it more lean because I think it's been kind of running slow for a little while, which has also been a deterrent to me wanting to post content to it every day, just because, you know, it takes just a little slower than I would have liked. But if I can get the speed and the performance of the site up, and it's really conducive to me posting there very easily every day, I think that is the future for introversion. And it's the kind of thing where I know it's not going to get the traffic that you would if you're on social media with 10,000 followers or whatever. I get it. But at this point, it doesn't even matter. Like, I post things on Facebook, and it's like, I guess I've been shadow banned a while because I posted too much sort of pandemic Wuhan virus stuff. But I don't know. Maybe I'm shadow banned. Maybe I don't know what it is. But even now, I post nothing controversial at all on Facebook. I just post dog videos and cool, quirky, fun stuff. And still, like, no reaction, no nothing for anybody. And then meanwhile, I'm scrolling on Facebook and I'm clicking like and commenting on other people's posts, the same few people's posts. And I'm like, well, they're posting stuff and getting lots of likes and lots of engagement, and I'm not. And I'm just kind of like, kind of makes me feel worse. But I think this is why a lot of people get depressed on Facebook and social media, is because they compare themselves with their peers, and somebody else's selfie is getting 400 likes and mine only got 5 likes, and it's like, oh, I feel terrible. And a lot of kids, a lot of people, I think, just kind of go through this process, and it sucks. And what's sad is we don't even know the reasons why something gets a lot of likes or not. It's not necessarily the quality of the thing posted. You know, with the algorithms controlling everything, it's like, I think that's a big part of it, you know, not just like whether you're being shadow banned or, I don't know, like, I just get this feeling of like, I just, when I post on Twitter.
Yeah, I get that feeling too, man.
Well, granted, on my introversion Twitter, I am introversion on Twitter. Follow if you're interested in the tweets and stuff. Because I think I've been kind of promoting my Jay Caslow, at Jay Caslow and at I am introversion on this podcast. But I think I'm starting to post more stuff that I think people will like. If you like the introversion podcast, only on I Am Introversion. So those are usually more like philosophical or insights about life or inspirational stuff. Because I think Jay Caslow is going to be, even on Twitter, it's just going to be like professional more stuff. Probably a lot of After Effects, design, experiments, maybe some samples of fonts that I design or things like that. So if you like that stuff too, like, follow me both on Jay Caslow. I'm just saying, like, I think if you like the introversion podcast and you're on Twitter and you want to follow, by all means, follow both accounts. But if you had to choose one, I think you might like I Am Introversion on Twitter more. But all that being said, I'm just kind of like, I think traditional sort of legacy social media is about to take a big step backward in my life. I think I'm going to start moving forward with just posting to my actual introversion site, knowing full well fewer people are going to see it. But I kind of want to make that known. Like, maybe that's just on my Facebook profile. Maybe I leave, like, maybe it's just my cover image or something, or my profile image. And it's like, hey, if you're a friend or whatever, and you're curious about what I'm up to in life, or if I'm still alive or whatever, I'll probably just say, just go to introversion.com. Introversion.com will always be there, basically, as long as I'm living. And that's where I'm going to document my life. And that's where I'm going to share not just my own thoughts and my own art and creativity and podcasts and stuff, but also links and YouTube videos and products I recommend and, you know, just lifestyle, just like, you know, just me. You know, like I've said before with the tagline for this podcast, like, if I were a website, introversion.com would be me. If I were a podcast, well, you're listening to it right now. So I think that that's a good way to end, because I think that really does sum it up well, like, what introversion is. I just have to feel it out, you know, on a number of levels, just like frequency. And technically, like, how I'm building the website, how I'm shooting with video or not for the podcast and whatnot. And also doing video with guests as well, figuring that out as well. So, yeah, but I'll wrap it up there. So, yeah, sorry if this was a little bit long and rambly. And again, I'm talking more about sort of the direction of this podcast, which is a major theme for this podcast for 2022, which is kind of funny or silly in a way to me, because it's kind of like, welcome to the Introversion Podcast, a podcast about the Introversion Podcast. Kind of ridiculous, I know. But again, we're not there yet. We're not to all of the greatest ideas. I mean, I do think the Good Lies concept that I did the last episode was pretty interesting. So I'd like to do more stuff like that, where it's not about the Introversion Podcast, but it's just like, oh, this is a potentially a different way of looking at life. You know, so that's why I have faith that one way or another, introversion is going to always be there, and it's going to be good. It's just a matter of me making it happen and figuring out and deciding exactly what I want it to be. And, you know, if it ends up not being a mass hit or whatever, you know, not like the old days, and if thousands of people aren't tuning in to look at the site and check it out, and okay, so be it. But at least if I can streamline the experience of keeping it, of upkeeping the site, then at least it can have value just for me. You know, basically my diary, you know, like my public diary. So, and every once in a while, you know, I think somebody might stumble across it and just be like, wow, you know, this is really something else. I don't really see anybody else devoted to a project like this, like a personal project that's not making money. And it's just like its own thing, you know, it's a digital embodiment of a human being in a sort of audio visual blog format. So, yeah, maybe there's just a handful of people out there in the world who will appreciate it. You know, and maybe you're one of them. You know, if you are, it's always encouraging to let the creator know, like, you know, kind of like the truckers, like, how's my driving? Of course, I always say, like, I'd value everyone's feedback, hopefully constructive, positive feedback, not just the trolls, you know, because the trolls, you just got to ignore, you know, it's just can't deal. You know, just got to keep your head up, keep moving forward. And figuring out your own life, you know, like your own projects, your own priorities, not just me, but all of us, right? We're all on this journey, our individual journeys, to figure out what do we want to invest ourselves in? You know, what do we want to spend time with? You know, and for me, this introversion.com project has been a part of my life since 2001. And, you know, granted, I did nothing with it for the 2010s until 2020, but barring that 10-year hiatus, like, it meant a lot to me before, and now it has the potential to mean a lot to me still. And I have to feel that out, figure out how that can work exactly. So obviously my hope is that it'll be a beautiful, wonderful thing for me to document my life, but also that it can serve as a means to connect with other people out there. Even if it's not my own friends and family checking it out, which I've accepted, you know, I've accepted the fact that, like, I have friends and family on Facebook, and I've been doing this podcast for 2 years. And every once in a while, a friend or a family member will just, I tell them, I'm like, I have a podcast. And they're like, you have a podcast? Really? And they've been my Facebook friend for 2 years, and they don't even know that I have a podcast. And I've posted, every time I do an episode, I post a little promo about it on my Facebook page, my Facebook profile. That means 64, well, with this episode, it'll be 65 times I've posted on Facebook with a promo to my current podcast episode. And still I have friends and family on there who don't even know that I have a podcast. So again, I don't know if it's the algorithm or, you know, it's just determining what people see and don't see. I don't know, but it's kind of weird to me. But yeah, even if it's not my friends and family who really care to keep tabs on my life and see what I'm up to, maybe it's new people. Maybe it's people I haven't even met yet. Special people, unique snowflakes out there in the world. That keeps things interesting for me, you know? Like, I think if your life feels a little stale, the beauty of the internet, and maybe it's a false hope, but the beauty of the internet is this sort of hope that there's always more people out there in the world, you know, that you could connect with on some level. And even if it's not a mutual connection, like it becomes a great friendship or lovers or anything like that, like maybe it's just a matter of I say something someday that gets somebody to think in a new light, or if I inspire somebody to start their own podcast or do something creative, or, you know, or feel more self-esteem or feel like okay with themselves, you know, if they're shy at a party or something and they can hear something I say on this podcast about introversion and how it's not a curse, it's not a disease, it's okay to spend time by yourself, you know, it's okay to be creative and, you know, do things your own way and be your own person and not have to conform to, you know, societal standards, you know. So yeah, I mean, that's always my hope, is that this is a project for me that I enjoy doing, but that I also reap benefits out of it personally, as I reflect on my life as I do it, but also kind of looking back at, you know, sort of the portfolio of my life experience. So hopefully that I really nail that, because I want to, instead of using Facebook and all that garbage. So hopefully that happens, and also hopefully this reaches people out there in the world, even if it's not tens of thousands of people, but just a handful of people. You know, then that would be a great thing. So anyway, that's the end of this little experiment with video, and we'll see. I'll take a look at the footage and see what we got here, and hopefully this is episode 65. Maybe I'll title it The In-Between. I don't know. We'll see. Okay. Ciao for now.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you. Yes, you. I just want to say thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode and would like to hear more, hit that subscribe button on whatever platform you're currently listening on. That way you can obviously get notified as new episodes arrive. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a 5-star rating and consider writing a brief review. It just takes a second, and it really helps in order to get this podcast ranking higher so that more people can discover it. And the better this podcast is doing, the more prominent guests we can get on the show, and also the more time I can devote to it, which means more episodes and better episodes. And speaking of better episodes, what would you like to see more of on the show? Are there specific topics you'd love to see covered? Do you have thoughts of your own on the subjects discussed today?
Do you have any thoughts of your own on this matter?
I'd love to hear from you. Just shoot an email to podcast@introversion.com, or you can reach out to me on social media. I'm Jay Caslow on pretty much every platform. And last but not least, if you've been enjoying listening to the podcast, I want to invite you to join the brand new introversion community on Locals. As you've probably heard me say many times now, I'm pretty disillusioned with legacy social media. You know, Facebook, Twitter, etc. I used to love all that back in the day because it was actually about self-expression and connecting people. But oh, how far those platforms have fallen. What with all the censorship and algorithms that decide what you will and will not see. Well, if you're anything like me, you have a desire to connect with smart, interesting, cool, creative people. And not just superficially, but on a deeper level. Let's share our life stories, experiences, perspectives, ideas, and memes. Let's learn from each other and enjoy each other's company. Let's make each other laugh. Let's collaborate. Kind of like the good old days, except let's do so now in the 2020s. Utilizing new technologies and platforms to really, truly, deeply connect and live richer, fuller lives. All of us, together. This is why I've created the new introversion community on the Locals platform. To get there, just visit introversion.locals.com and click Become a Member. Basic membership is free, but for a few bucks, you can become a full member, which will allow you to post and chat with other members, partake in live streams that I'll be hosting, and gain access to exclusive introversion content that I will only be posting on Locals. As bad as things have gotten since 2020, I want to retain some hope that things can get better. And even if not on a broader societal level, at least on a smaller, more personal and intimate level, that at least a few of us reasonable, logical, rational, good people can band together to support each other and keep each other company as we make our way through this life, one day at a time. Let's be there for each other. So yeah, I look forward to connecting with you soon on Locals. See you there.